Once upon a time, there was a deer about to give birth, and she asked the fox to be the godfather. However, the fox invited the sparrow to be godfather as well, and the sparrow also wanted to invite his special good friend, the house dog, to be godfather. However, the dog's master had tied him up with a rope because the dog had returned home very drunk from a wedding. The sparrow thought that this was not a problem and pecked at the rope, one thread after the other, as long as it took for the dog to be released. Now, they went together to the banquet and enjoyed themselves very much because there was plenty to eat and drink there. But the dog, drank too much again. And when he stood up, his head was so heavy he could barely stand on his four legs. Nevertheless, he staggered part of the way toward home. Finally, he fell over and remained lying in the middle of the road. Just then, a carter came and wanted to drive over him with his cart. But the sparrow cried,
"Carter, carter, don't do that, or you'll pay for it with your life."
But the carter didn't listen to him. Instead, he whipped the horses and drove the horses right over the dog so that the wheels broke the dog's bones. The fox and the sparrow dragged the godfather home, and when the dog's master saw him, he said,
He's dead,
and gave him to the carter to bury. Now the carter thought the dog's skin was very useful, so he loaded the dog onto his cart and drove away. But the sparrow flew nearby and yelled out,
"Carter, carter, you'll pay for this with your life! Carter, you'll pay for this with your life!"
Carter was very angry at the little bird because he thought he was being taken for a fool. So he grabbed his axe and tried to hit the sparrow, who flew higher into the air. Instead of hitting the sparrow, the carter hit his horse's head so the horse fell down dead.
Oh, no.
The carter had to leave it lying there and drove on with the other two horses. Then the sparrow returned and sat down on the head of a second horse.
"Carter, you'll pay for this with your life! You'll pay for this with your life!"
The carter ran toward the bird and yelled,
"I've got you!"
But as he tried to hit the sparrow, he struck his horse on the head, so that one fell over dead too. And now there was only one horse left. The sparrow didn't wait long and sat down on the head of the third horse and cried out,
"Carter, Carter, you'll pay for this with your life! You'll pay for this with your life!"
But the carter was now so furious he didn't think about what he was doing and just swung his axe randomly. Now all of his three horses had been beaten to death and he had to leave the cart standing there. Angry and vitriolic, he went home and sat down behind the oven. But the sparrow had flown after him, sat down in front of the window and cried out,
"Carter, Carter, you'll pay for this with your life! You'll pay for this with your life!"
The carter grabbed his axe and smashed the window, but he didn't hit the sparrow. And now the bird hopped inside the house, sat down on top of the oven and cried out,
"Carter, you'll pay for this with your life!"
Crazy and blind with rage, he chopped the entire oven to pieces as the sparrow flew from one place to another. The carter smashed all the household utensils, mirrors, chairs, benches, table, and the walls of the house. Finally, he grabbed hold of the sparrow and said,
"Now I've got you."
He stuck the bird into his mouth and swallowed it whole. However, when the sparrow was in the carter's body, it began to flap its wings and it fluttered up to the carter's mouth, stuck its head outside and cried out,
"Carter, Carter, you'll pay for this with your life!"
Well, now the carter gave the axe to his wife and commanded,
"Wife, strike this bird in my mouth and kill it!"
But the wife missed her mark and instead she struck her husband in the head so that he immediately fell down to the ground dead, while the sparrow flew out and away.
Thank you.
Ha, ha, ha.